excited to welcome you here to the opening property dedication for 607th Street. Tiffany Bohe, president of Mercy Housing. How's everyone doing today? All right. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Just trying to rev you up here. So today marks the culmination of years of collaboration on a project unlike any we've done before. And I'm thrilled to see so many of you here whose expertise, whose care and commitment made this moment possible. A little bit in the Wayback Machine, a little bit of history. 3 years ago, this beautiful courtyard was a parking lot. In summer of 2022, we broke ground on what would become a truly innovative community. While Mercy Housing has developed hundreds of affordable communities across the state, 607th is our first to combine family housing and permanent supportive housing all under one roof, so to speak. Our talented development team worked hand in hand with our incredible public and private partners to guide this project with incredible creativity, dedication. We wrapped up construction in early 2022, and yay, by July, the building was fully leased and residents have all moved in. We've got our site team here, woo-woo. But obviously today, we're not just celebrating the building, we are honoring the future it represents for 221 families and individuals who now call 607th Street home. We're celebrating a place where families will grow, neighbors will connect, and futures will be built. This community did not happen in isolation. It's part of a broader effort in partnership with many of you here today to reimagine affordable housing in San Francisco. Together, we're creating neighborhoods that prioritize quality of life through inclusive housing, accessible services, economic opportunity, and vibrant public spaces like the one you're in today. In addition to providing these much-needed homes, we wanted this community to reflect the neighborhood's identity. We partnered with local artists and neighboring cultural districts to integrate public art that celebrates this community's rich history in South of Market. And on the ground floor, we've dedicated over 4,000 square feet to retail space leased at below market rates to local serving businesses, including BIPOC-owned and resident-owned enterprises. This is a great achievement given the retail vacancies in this area, so thank you to our incredible retail development team. With this thoughtfully curated retail and inclusive design, we hope that 607th Street serves as a model for inclusive, affordable, mixed-use development. And we're proud that it was named a finalist for Best Mixed-Use Housing in this year's Affordable Housing Finance's Reader's Choice Awards. You can applaud. Thank you. None of this would have been possible without the deep collaboration and shared commitment from the city and our financial partners, Enterprise and JP Morgan Chase. Their leadership and support are the foundation of this community, and we're honored to have them with us today. At this time, I'd like to introduce some of the key partners whose vision, advocacy, and financial support were absolutely critical in bringing 607th Street to life. First and foremost, the city. The city has been a vital ally in preventing homelessness, protecting residents from displacement, and ensuring housing and services are provided for those most in need. This project reflects that commitment. The city provided the land, critical funding, and resources to bring this vision to life. 607th Street exists because of a long-term ground lease on city-owned land, leveraging public assets for public good for much-needed affordable housing. The city also provides on-site clinical nursing services through the Department of Public Health and supported the development of our ground floor commercial spaces to help small and minority businesses thrive. We are deeply grateful for this partnership and the city's unwavering dedication to equity and opportunity. We are fortunate to have a leader in our city who understands that housing is the foundation for health and stability. It is my honor to introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie, who is driving and leading this effort for our great city.
Good morning, everyone. Rachel, you're going to do great. We have all seen or walked past storefronts or lots that have sat empty. As a city, we need to create the conditions that will bring these spaces back to life. That means getting rid of the barriers that slow down new businesses or keep homes from being built. When our neighborhoods are vibrant and our small businesses thrive, our entire city is better for it. And today, we get to celebrate progress toward that goal as we open 607th here in SoMa, creating 221 new homes for San Franciscans, all of them affordable. When we discuss the future of building in our city, 607th provides a roadmap. It is close to grocery options and transit access. It supports families. It offers stability to residents who have faced significant challenges, including homelessness. It provides services, thanks to all of you over there, that help people settle and grow. My administration continues to stress the importance of creating affordable housing for the people who live and work here in San Francisco. We are making changes to the planning code that will give nonprofit builders more flexibility in what they do with ground floor space and make it easier and faster to generate revenue with temporary uses. We will keep advancing reforms so communities across San Francisco can have real opportunities to stay right here. We all know that too many families and young people are wondering if they'll be able to stay in the city that they call home. With my family zoning plan, we are planning for more housing while protecting small businesses and maintaining the character of the neighborhoods that make San Francisco so special. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors advanced our family plan in the Land Use Committee, and it now goes today to the full board for a vote. This is a critical step to keep San Francisco in control of what gets built in our city so that Sacramento does not take over. For months, my team and I have worked with the supervisors and communities across the city to make sure that this plan meets our state obligations in a way that works with our neighborhoods. I want to thank the Board of Supervisors for their support of this plan. I also want to recognize Mercy Housing for their partnership in bringing this project of 607th Street to life. We appreciate all of the work that you have done in San Francisco, and we look forward to continued success. And I think this is our fifth or sixth ribbon cutting in just the last couple of months. I want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank all the partners, all the community partners, all of those of you that are going to make this building and the residents here thrive. So thank you all very much, and let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. From the very beginning, our collective vision for 607th wasn't just about the building. It was about ensuring residents have the support that they need to thrive. That's where Episcopal Community Services, ECS, plays a vital role. They are our longtime partner on many, many affordable housing projects serving formerly homeless. ECS provides comprehensive on-site services for the 120 homes occupied by formerly homeless families and individuals. The ECS team includes a support services manager and dedicated case managers who work closely with our residents. Clinical care is delivered in partnership with ECS and the Department of Public Health, including on-site nursing for medication and routine health needs. Residents also benefit from behavioral health support for those experiencing mental health challenges or those at risk of homelessness. Through case management, health services, and employment assistance, ECS helps ensure that residents living at 600 7th have a foundation for long-term stability and success. And leading this work is an organization and someone who has spent more than 20 years advancing programs for people experiencing homelessness. Chris Calandrillo, Chief Program Officer at ECS, oversees services that make a real difference for families, single adults, seniors, transitional age youth, and those affected by HIV and AIDS. Please join me in welcoming Chris Calandrillo of ECS.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you all for being here and to celebrate this incredible milestone for San Francisco and for the residents who will call 7th and Brandon home. My name is Chris Calandrillo. I'm the Chief Program Officer for Episcopal Community Services. ECS is a leading provider for people experiencing homelessness throughout the Bay Area and is a longstanding pillar in San Francisco's efforts to solve homelessness. We are honored to stand alongside our partners at Mercy Housing and the City and County of San Francisco, as projects like this only happen when we work together towards a shared commitment, building more equitable and vibrant communities. For ECS, 7th and Brannan represents the very heart of our mission, a holistic approach to housing stability. Our role in this project is to provide on-site services to the 120 formerly homeless families and individuals who will now be living in the permanent supportive housing wing of the site. This means delivering case management, behavioral health support, and day-to-day guidance that helps residents stabilize, heal, and build the foundation for a long-term success. Supportive housing is foundational to addressing homelessness. For the formerly unhoused residents of 7th and Brannan, having a safe and stable place to call home is life-changing. Moreover, having a team of people alongside you, encouraging you, helping you, makes that transformation sustainable. Here, residents will be able to connect with a case manager, meet regularly with behavioral health staff, access benefits, pursue employment, and regain a sense of community. For many, the trauma of homelessness creates a significant need for consistent and integrated mental health services, which this site offers. With the support of DPH, people can get care without barriers, without stigma, and without having the negative, having to navigate a system that can feel overwhelming. I also want to uplift the units that have been set aside for families impacted by homelessness. Research shows that half of adults experiencing chronic homelessness were first homeless before age 25. This demonstrates that by preventing and ending youth homelessness within families, we can change the trajectory of lives and for generations to come. Thank you very much to our partners for believing and investing boldly in solutions we know address homelessness at its root. We are eager to work alongside the residents of 7th and Brannan as they embark on a new and bigger chapter in their lives. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Chris. We really appreciate the longstanding support and partnership of ECS. Building communities like 600 7th, offering high-quality, service-enriched homes, requires bold, transformative investments. And that's where our financial partners come in. Enterprise has been a vital partner. I think this is our second or third partnership with you this year alone. Yes, just this year alone. For this particular project, they served as the equity syndicator, connecting investors and delivering critical equity through the low-income housing tax credit program. Enterprise's leadership helped secure both construction and permanent financing for this development through the 4% LIHTC program, and we're incredibly grateful for their investment and collaboration. Representing Enterprise today is someone who brings deep expertise and a great passion for affordable housing. Over the course of Claire Paris's, like Paris, she's helped create and preserve more than 6,000 affordable homes, and she's a staunch and active housing advocate in the Bay Area. Please join me in welcoming Claire Paris of Enterprise.
Good morning. So happy to be here on behalf of Enterprise Community Partners. We're here to celebrate the new 221 homes that you see here today, 120 for formerly homeless residents and 100 for families. In true Mercy fashion, it was not enough to just develop permanent supportive housing or just family housing or just community-serving, resident-owned, BIPOC-owned retail on the ground floor, or just create a building incorporating public art. They had to do it all. driven by their core values of respect, justice, and mercy, Mercing Housing has pulled off yet another innovative and deeply mission-driven development here at 607th. We'll deliver all of the above to residents for now and in the future. At Enterprise Community Partners, we couldn't be more proud to support Mercy on yet another development to support them in fulfilling their mission at 607th Street, along with our partners at Fannie Mae, Leila, who's joining us here today. We, along with Fannie Mae, have provided $51 million of low-income housing tax credit equity, and we're grateful to be here and to celebrate with Mercy and the City of San Francisco to bring this housing paired with services that will be here for current and future San Franciscans. Congratulations.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Enterprise. And thank you so much, Fannie Mae, for your support. Another key partner in making 607th Street possible is JP Morgan Chase. James, I think this is our third or fourth property dedication this year. We need to do more. The need is great, but so excited to partner with you today. JP Morgan Chase served as both the construction and permanent lender, providing tax-exempt bond financing that supported the construction, and a portion will remain as a perm mortgage, and that ensures long-term stability for the residents. JP Morgan Chase's commitment reflects a truly deep understanding of the critical role financing plays in creating not just affordable housing, but service-enriched communities. We're proud to partner with JP Morgan Chase and truly appreciate their leadership and support. Representing JP Morgan Chase today is James Fizzugi, a senior commercial banker within the Community Development Banking Division. Since 2019, James has helped deliver over $1.8 billion in construction financing and over $230 million in permanent financing, supporting more than 6,300 low-income communities across the state. Please join me in welcoming James Fizzugi of JP Morgan Chase.
Wow, I didn't expect all that. Thank you, Tiffany. 221 homes is possible. In fact, even more are possible. We also worked with Mercy at 1064 Mission and ECS over here on that incredible community. Both of those together, almost 500 units. And I think I got to check my phone. We're closing on Monday with another project of Mercy's. Not here in San Francisco, but nearby over in Oakland. So we can do more. We will do more. We're going to do it across California. We're committed to this work. We're committed to San Francisco. We're committed to California. We're going to do it wherever there is a need. And when it looks like this, it's easy work. This is not a hard thing to say yes to. And when you get to work with the incredible staff that Mercy has, I get to work very closely with the development staff. Elizabeth over here very clearly wearing her Chase Blue that I got to work with on the closing. And now Chris, who really took this thing through construction and is really working hard right now. Fist bump on the conversion. You guys have the most incredible staff. So it makes it easy for us. We actually have one of the staff working for us now. Sorry about that. But so great that we want them working for us. But no, it's easy to say yes to Mercy when the projects look like this, when their commitment to the community looks like this, when you know in 10 years, which is why we're providing the permanent financing, the community is still going to look like this. So thank you, Mercy, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing here in San Francisco. Thank you for what you're doing across California. We appreciate you. And a special thank you to Dee. I know she's retiring this year. You're incredible. I've had the pleasure to work with you so much. But congratulations on your retirement, and wish you the best with that, too.
Thank you so much, James, and we really appreciate the partnership and support with JPMorgan Chase. Now, our last speaker, we've actually saved the best for last. At Mercy Housing, we believe that everyone deserves a voice, a place to belong, and quality, affordable housing. Our residents are at the heart of our communities. Their energy, creativity, and care transform buildings into homes and neighborhoods into vibrant places of pride and possibility. Today, we're honored to hear from one of those voices. Rachel Fiapoto is a San Francisco native currently pursuing a degree in construction management engineering at City College of San Francisco. She is a proud mother of two, enjoys design, drawing, and being involved in her community. Please join me in welcoming Rachel.
Oh, I'm a little bit nervous this morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel Fiapoto. I'm a proud mother of two, my son Kevin, my daughter Lautasi. Today I stand here with a heart filled of gratitude. Before Mercy Housing, my children and I went through some hardship over the years of our lives. We faced instability, fear, and night when I didn't know where we were going to be or sleep. As a survivor of domestic violence, I had to rebuild everything from the ground up. My safety, my confidence, and my children's sense of security. Mercy Housing also gave us more than just a place. They gave us stability, they gave us dignity, and they gave us a chance to breathe again. When we moved into our home, it was the first time in years I felt my children were safe. It was the first time I could lock my door and not be afraid. It was the first time I could focus on school and healing and building our future. Mercy Housing didn't just give me a roof. They gave me hope. They gave me community. They believed in me in a moment when I was learning to believe in myself again. So today, I'm back in college studying for construction managing engineer, finishing my degree, and have a better career, not for myself, but also for my kids and family. I stand here proudly as a woman who survived domestic violence and homelessness, and who is now building a future filled with strength, faith, and possibilities. To Mercy Housing, I want to thank you for giving my family foundation to rise from many challenges, and thank you for seeking our potentials. Thank you for giving me a home and not just housing. My children and I are thrilled today because of the love and the stability and the opportunity you provided. Fafatai Lava, that's in my language. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Mercy Housing.
Thank you so much, Rachel. That was beautiful. Before we wrap up, I want to recognize some of the incredible people who made today and this community possible. First, our Mercy Housing Real Estate Development Team, Chris Hasknick, Michael Kaplan, Taji Louisville, Elizabeth Kawada, Rami Dare, Ed Holder, lurking in the back there. Thank you for your dedication and attention to detail. And really appreciate Dee Walsh. She is retiring very shortly from Mercy Housing. We really appreciate her leadership, her tireless advocacy for us and for affordable housing. So thank you so much, Dee. Our management, operations, and resident services team, you can see a number of them over there around the corner. They make this community hum. Karen Zhao, Barbara Crane, John Ryan, Misha Perkins, Shauna Horowitz, Alexi Barrera, Samantha Hogg, and our entire site team. Thank you for the pride and care that you bring that makes this a warm and welcoming place for all of our residents. And our Mercy Housing California board members, thank you so much. Guillermo Rodriguez, who's here, thank you for your leadership and your commitment to our mission. There are so many partners to thank, our public agency partners at MOCD, HSH, the Housing Authority, the Department of Public Health, our builders, Suffolk, I see you in the back, Guzman Construction, our incredible, talented design team, including Santos Prescott, Bruce, you're here. Thank you. Mars Structural, Langen, Cliff May and Associates for beautiful landscaping here. Our legal team at Gubb and Barche and financial advisors at California Housing Partnership. The incredible artists, and please, there will be tours available after this program. Take a look. You can see some of that work on the outside of the building, but let's give a shout out to the incredible artists, Arlene Carrera Valencia, Ranu Mercurigi, Carson Terry, Edie Fake, and Lynn Baer. Thank you so much for the beautiful work here in this development. There are, of course, so many individuals and people who made today possible, more than time allows. You can kick me on the tour if I missed you, but we do invite you to scan the QR code on the back of the program. Please grab one if you don't have it, and you'll see the full list of partners, contributors, and individuals who really made today possible. So let's give you all a hand. Thank you. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. We really appreciate that, and we desperately need that to continue this very important work. So that concludes the formal program. Join us in the courtyard. Grab some refreshments from local-owned businesses. We have Korean food from Moon Bowls, sweets from Cafe Alma. I know the tempting smells are tempting you. And we're offering guided tours. Our site team will guide those tours. So if you'd like to participate, just gather in the community room, and our team will be happy to assist you. So that's it. Thank you so much.